Chronicles talks about historical religious belief.
列王记是以国王的宝座为中心。
The books of Kings is centered on the reign of kings.
那历代志是以神的圣殿为中心。
Well, the Chronicles is centered on the God's temple.
列王记是以人说的话为根基，历代志是以神说的话为根基。
Well, the books of Kings is based on the people's word, while the Chronicles is based on God's word.
所以简单的来说
，Simply put,
历代志是列王记的一些属灵的解释。
So the Chronicles is the interpreted, it's an interpretation to the Kings.
给了列王记中很多事有一个属灵的意义。
So it gives the many issues in the kings religious meaning.
所以我们看西西家王，如果我们看西西家王的记载。
If we look at the history about the king Hezekiah.
在列王记下十八章到二十章。大部分是记录他如何来对抗亚述王希拿基利的事。
From the books of King, Second King, chapter 18 to 20, it's recorded about how Hezekiah to defeat the king of Assyria.
大概只有一节，就是十八章第四节提到西西家的宗教改革。
Among those in this chapter, only one verse talk about his religious reform, which is 18:4. Chapter 18, verse 4.
但历代志下却用了三章来讲西西家的宗教改革。
But in the Chronicles, especially on the Second Chronicle chapter, it used the three chapters to talk about religious.
二十九章讲到洁净圣殿，讲到重新奉献圣殿。
In the chapter 29, it's talk about purify the temples and consecrate the temple.
那三十章呢，讲全以色列人欢喜庆祝逾越节和安排百姓在圣殿中来继续敬拜神。
In the chapter 30, it talks about the people to reobserve the Passover festival and continue to worship God.
31章讲到拆毁偶像和敬拜奉献的条例。
In chapter 31, it talks about demolish the altar and the rules to offer the sacrifice.
所以很明显的，历代志和列王记，他们重点是不同的。
So we can see from those that the books focus on a different aspect.
就西西家这一位君王我们就可以看出来，列王记是着重在西西家的政治和军事的成就上，那历代志呢是着重他的宗教改革方面的成就。
From King Hezekiah, we can see the Book of Kings is focused on his military victories. But in the Chronicles, we can see it's focused on his religion reforms.
今天我们首先要来看的就是西西家的宗教改革。我们用今天的经文来看他的宗教改革。
So today we're going to focus on his religious reform.
在所罗门王之后以色列国就分裂了。
After King Sodom, Israel separated.
北边是以色列国，南边是犹大国。
So in the north it's Israel, in southern it's Judah.
北国诸王从这个耶罗波安到何西亚一共有十九位王。
In the northern of kingdom, there's 19 kings.
没有一位是好的。
None of them is good king.
没有一位是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
None of them did what the what is right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以神也允许他们被亚述帝国所灭亡，被掳去。
So that Lord allowed the Israel to defeat them.
南国总算好一些。
But the south kingdom is much better.
从罗伯安到西底家一共有20位君王。
There are 20 kings.
有八位是好的。
Eight of them are good kings.
是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
They did what is right in God's eyes.
西西家就是其中之一。
One of them is Hezekiah.
当然在犹大诸王中也有很坏的。
Of course, in among those kings, there are some bad kings.
像西西家的父亲亚哈斯就是一位。
Such as the father of Hezekiah.
历代志下28章24节那里说亚哈斯将神殿里的器皿都聚了来毁坏了且封锁耶和华殿的门在耶路撒冷各处的拐角建筑祭坛又在犹大各城建立丘坛与别神烧香惹动耶和华他列祖神的怒气。
Hezekiah's father, King Ahaz gathered together the furnishing from the temple of God and took them away. He shut the doors of the Lord's temple and set up altars at every street corner in Jerusalem. In every town in Judah, he built high places to burn sacrifice to other God and provoke the Lord, the God of his father, to anger.
亚哈斯王不但封锁殿门，吹灭灯火，停止在圣所的献祭。
It's not only closed the door of the temple, shut down, put off the lamps, and also he stopped the offering.
祭坛上的金器、银器、分别为圣的器皿都毁坏了。
And the utensils in the temple was also destroyed.
这些正统的圣殿器皿在亚哈斯统治下都被破坏了。
So that, King Ahaz destroyed those very important utensils in the temple.
使南国也堕落到与北国一样这种离经叛道的地步。
So he caused the Judah to be as the Israel.
以致惹动耶和华的怒气。
So he provoked the Lord to anger.
神也使用邻国来惩罚他们。
So also God allowed the country, His neighbor country to punish them.
但是很奇妙的。
What is amazing?
虽然西西家在这样子一个背叛神的家庭中长大。
Although Hezekiah was grown up in this family.
好像并没有受到他父亲的影响。
It seems he didn't influenced by his father much.
你看今天的经文29章第一节说西西家登基的时候年25岁在耶路撒冷做王29年他母亲名叫亚比亚是撒加利亚的女儿西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事效法他主大卫一切所行的
As the scripture tells us Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years His mother's name wasAbijah, daughter of Zechariah, he did what was right in eyes of the Lord, just as father David had done.
西西家没有学他父亲亚哈斯的这些恶行。
Hezekiah didn't learn from his father's bad.
却效法他主大卫所行的。
But he did what David had done.
大卫比西西家他早了大约300年左右。
David is was the king 300 years ago before that.
我想一定有一些忠心的祭司先知和其他与西西家接近的人仍然持守了大卫的意象。
I believe many priests or prophets from the David generation still keep the good behavior and believe in God, to follow the God.
在西西家年幼时候就按真理来教导他。
So when Hezekiah was young, they taught Hezekiah in God's way.
而九章第三节说元年正月开了耶和华殿的门重新修理。
So So in chapter 29, verse 3, it said, in the first month of the first year of his reign, he opened the door of the temple of the Lord and repaired them.
这里说元年正月，就是他一上任第一件事情就是打开圣殿的门，重新修理。
We notice the time, the first month of the first year, that means, when he in his office, the first thing he to do, he did is open the door of the temple.
我相信这件事在他心中一定是非常的重要。
So, I believe in his mind, this is the most important thing.
圣殿在当时以色列人心中有什么意义呢？
So what that the temple of the Lord mean to the people at that time?
圣殿是代表神为他的百姓所提供唯一可以与他建立关系的方法。
Temple of the Lord represents the only way God created for his people to establish relationship with him.
祭司在神面前做中保，也在圣殿中为百姓的罪来献祭。
Priests, is the people between, people and the Lord, and they also have, they are as a mediator and they offer the, sacrifice to the Lord.
圣殿可以使全国的敬拜集中起来。
Also the temple, gave the place to let the people assemble there to worship together.
并且引导百姓再度单单敬拜耶和华神。
So it's also the place to guide the people toOnce again, and to just worship the only true God.
这圣殿原来是西西家的父亲亚哈斯王关闭封锁的。
This temple of the Lord was closed by his father.
他一上任就进行匡正他父亲的恶行。
So as he stepped into the office, and he started to correct what his father did.
这也让我们很明显地看出他早年就受到了敬虔的教导。
From that we can say he was taught, in the God's way.
他父亲不仅封锁圣殿的门，又在犹大各城建立丘坛与别神烧香。
His father not only, closed the door of the temple, he also built altars in different places.
很明显的，他的父亲是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Obviously, his father did.The evil in the eyes of the God.
而且也背弃当初所罗门王建造圣殿的心意。
And also he, go against the will of the David who built the temple.
那到底丘坛是什么呢？
So what is the high places?
我们读列王记，我们看到有六位犹大国的国王。
When we read the...
六位犹大国的国王。
There's a six, kings from Judah.
包括亚撒、约沙法、约阿斯、亚马谢、亚撒利亚和约旦。
Include Isa, Jehoshaphat, Jotham, and Joash, Amaziah, Azariah.
他们都是敬畏神的国王。
The six kings are, worship God.
他们都是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
They did what God, they did right in the God's eyes.
虽然如此，但是当神借着圣经的作者为他们的事工在神面前做一个评价的时候，
Although like this, when the God, through the Bible to, judge their, work,
他们虽然都被称赞，但是都提到一个重大的遗憾，只是丘坛还没有废去。
Although they did good in the God's eyes, but there's one thing they didn't do, which is, they still keep the high places.
那丘坛是什么？丘坛是怎么来的呢？
So what is high places? Where the, is any history about the high places?
为什么百姓会在丘坛上敬拜呢？
Why the people, worship before the high places?
神曾经指示过他们吗？
Is God told them to do so?
民数记33章第50节到52节说，耶和华在摩押平原约旦河边耶利哥对面晓谕摩西说，你吩咐以色列人说，你们过约旦河进迦南地的时候，就要从你们面前赶出那里所有的居民，毁灭他们一切凿成的石像和他们一切铸成的偶像，又拆毁他们一切的丘坛。
In Numbers chapter 33 verse 50 to 52, it tells us, on the plain of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan,drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, destroy all their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all their high places.
以色列人进入迦南地之后，不但没有遵照神的吩咐完全摧毁迦南人的偶像和丘坛，反而开始跟随迦南人的风俗，在高冈上设立祭坛来敬拜耶和华神。
Israelites disobeyed God after they entered Canaan. They followed the custom of Canaan and built altar on high ground to worship God.
秋坛的秋就是三秋。
So in Chinese, high places here it means the high ground.
就是高岗的意思。
It's a high place.
很多时候以色列百姓设立丘坛的地方就是以前迦南人拜巴利偶像的地方。
Usually where they put their high places is where the people used to worship Baal.
到了所罗门王的时代，当圣殿建好之后，百姓原本应该到圣殿去敬拜神的。
Until the king of King Sodom ruled over, as the temple was built,People are supposed to worship God in temple.
因为圣殿是代表神为他的百姓所预备唯一可以与他建立关系的方法。
Because the temple is the place that, the only place the people can have a relationship with God.
祭司也是在圣殿中为百姓的罪来献祭。
Also the priest, can that in that place to offer the sacrifice.For the people.
但是仍然有以色列人随自己的意思到处设立丘坛。
However, some Israelites built the high places at the place they desire.
以致全国的敬拜不能够集中起来。
So the worship could not be assembled in all together.
后来丘坛的敬拜越来越不合神的心意。
So later on the worship in the high places is far from the God's will.
因为丘坛敬拜的对象不再只是耶和华神，更有各种外邦人的偶像也掺杂在里面。
Because at that place they worship idols.
而且丘坛设立的地点不再只是在高岗上，而是在街头巷尾都有。
They not only establish high places in the high ground, they also build them in the corner of the street.
列王记中一再指出，只是丘坛还没有废去的原因，就是因为丘坛未废所反映的就是百姓没有立定心意归向耶和华神。
The reason the high places still kept in during that time is represent that the people had not determined to turn back to God.
这丘坛的敬拜一直到西西家做了犹大王之后才有了显著的改变。
So when the Hezekiah started his reign, then the situation got changed.
列王记下十八章第四节说，他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇。
So he removed the Chapter 18 and 4 tell us that he removed the high places, smashed secret stones, and cut down the Asherah poles.
那西西家是怎么样废去丘坛的呢？
So how he destroyed all those high places?
在历代之下有比较详细的记载。
In the second chronicle, there is more detailed information.
在历代志下三十章就告诉我们，西西家号召全国百姓来认罪悔改。
So in the chapter 30, it tells us that Hezekiah called the people to repent.
要离开不合神心意的敬拜。
To get away from the evil worship.
要他们专一侍奉敬拜耶和华神。
And to focus on, look up on to the God.
西西家是号召全国百姓到耶路撒冷一起来守逾越节。
He also called the people from Judah and Israel to assemble in the temple of God to observe Passover.
在守逾越节中，以色列众人不仅同吃逾越节的宴席，他们也一起向神祷告，认罪悔改。
So during the Passover festival, they not only eat together, they also worship God together and repent.
因着和神关系的恢复，在逾越节节期之后，以色列众人就一起同心将犹大国中把一切的丘坛、偶像、柱像都彻底的拆毁。
Because the observing of the Passover then extended their, repowered their, spiritual life and also they destroy all the high places.
就像历代志下31章第一节所说，这事既都完毕，在那里的以色列众人就到犹大的城邑打碎柱像，砍断木偶，又在犹大、便雅悯、以法莲、马拿西遍地将丘坛和祭坛拆毁净尽，于是以色列众人各回各城，各归各地。
So as in the scripture said, when all this end, the Israelites who were the went out to the towns of Judah, smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles. They destroyed the high places and the altars throughout Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh. After they had destroyed all of them, the Israelites returned to their own towns and to their own property.
这是西西家王废去丘坛的记载。
This is recalled what he did to destroy all the high places.
我们回到今天的经文29章来看西西家王准备重开圣殿。
So now let's back to the chapter 29. We like to re-emphasize when he reopened the temple of God.
29章第5节说，对他们说，利未人啊，当听我说，现在你们要洁净自己，又洁净耶和华你们列祖神的殿，从圣所中除去污秽之物。
Then he said, listen to me, Levites, consecrate yourself now and consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your father, remove all the defilements from the sanctuary.
西西家呼唤利未人自洁。
So Hezekiah called all the Levites to consecrate them.
我们读摩西的律法书，我们知道自洁的规定是很严格的。
As we read the law of Moses, we know it's very strict to consecrate.
每天祭司利未人到圣殿去侍奉，都要经过自洁的手续。
So every day before the priest go to the holy place, they need to consecrate themselves first.
在日常生活方面也要不断的自洁。
They need to consecrate themselves in daily.
西西家强调要先洁净自己，才能去洁净耶和华的圣殿。
So the God emphasized that they need to consecrate themselves before they consecrate the temple.
然后才可以重新去履行他们的职责，恢复圣殿的祭祀。使神的烈怒平息。
So then they can go back to the temple to fulfill their duties.
29章第6节到第9节也讲到神发烈怒的原因。
And also I talk about in this way, then they can get away from the anger of the Lord.
26章第6节到第9节说，我们列祖犯了罪，行耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事，离弃他，转脸背向他的居所，封锁廊门，吹灭灯火，不在圣所中向以色列人、以色列神烧香或献燔祭，因此耶和华的愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷， 将其中的人抛来抛去，令人惊骇耻笑，正如你们亲眼所见的。所以我们的列祖倒在刀下，我们的妻子儿女也被掳掠。
So the causes about God's anger is mentioned in the chapter 9, verse 6 to 9. Our father were unfaithful. They did evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God, and forsook him. They turned their face away from the Lord's dwelling place and turned their backs on him. They also shut the doors of the portico and put out the lamps. They did not burn incense or present any burnt offerings at the sanctuary to the God of Israel. Therefore, the anger of the Lord has fallen on Judah and Jerusalem. He had made them an object of dread and horror and scorn, as you can see with your own eyes.
是因为亚哈斯王的罪行。
That's because the evil deeds of the King Ahaz.
他摔碎圣殿的器皿。
He destroyed the utensils of a holy temple.
他关掉圣殿的大门。
He closed the door of the temple.
在耶路撒冷四周树立祭坛。
And he built a high place around the city.
并且向别的神明献祭。
And also he offered offered sacrifice to the idols.
完全背弃神。
So what he did is against God's will.
使百姓成为嘲笑的对象。
So the people under his reign was scorned.
被杀被掳，任由亚述人宰割。
So they are defeated by the Israel.
过去的罪带来了现今的困难与审判。
So their past sin, his past sins bring about the punishment.
只有回转对神忠诚，信守与神所立的约，才能使困境解除。
So the only thing need to do is to obey God and to follow the God will, then they can be saved.
这就是第十节所说，现在我心中有意与耶和华以色列的神立约，好使他的烈怒转离我们。
So that'sLike the verse 10 said, Now I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so this is his fear anger will turn away from us.
从12节到第19节是讲洁净圣殿立位人洁净12节到19节在讲洁净圣殿。
The verse 12 to 13 is talk about the Levites purify the temple.
利未人的三大族歌侠米拉利和格顺的子孙还有以利沙板亚萨和西曼的子孙负起了洁净圣殿的责任
So the king, the Levites, the descendants have a responsibility to clean the temple
29章15节说起来聚集他们的弟兄洁净自己照着主的吩咐耶和华的命令进去洁净耶和华的殿。
So it said, when they had assembled their brothers and consecrated themselves, they went in to purify the temple of the Lord, as the king had ordered, follow the word of the Lord.
西西家王要祭司和利未人洁净自己。
So the king Hezekiah called the Levites to consecrate themselves.
然后又要洁净耶和华的殿。
Then purify the temple of the Lord.
西西家是一个国王。
Hezekiah is a king.
相当于一国的军事政治的领袖。
So he is the leader of the political, both political and the religious leader.
军事和政治。
He is the leader of the political and military.
他来劝告祭司利未人，也就是今天的牧师和传道人，要自洁。
That means today the
来劝告祭司利未人。
Okay, he warned the priests to consecrate themselves.
祭司利未人就是今天的牧师和传道人。
The Levites and the priests, just as the pastors today.
他劝告他们要自洁，要洁净神的教会。
They ask them to purify themselves and purify the church.
要把教会中所有污秽之物都要搬出去。
They ask them to remove all the unclean stuff out of the church.
当然，西西家不会明白今天这种政教分离的观念。
Of course, King Hezekiah do not know the today's situation, which is the we separate the.Political and religious.
但我在想，如果今天我们国家的领袖如果也和西西家王一样啊，认定只要恢复对真神的敬拜，必定能使国家再度强盛，那我们一定也有一个属灵的复兴。
If our leaders of the country knows to purify the purifyThe priests and the temple, then our country also can have a religious restoration.
十七节告诉我们，他们大概用了七天来清理外院，然后用了八天来洁净圣所。
So the chapter also tells us they used 8 days to purify themselves and 8 days to purify the temple.
洁净圣殿之后，又把器皿分别为圣。
So also they, after they clean the temple, then they clean all the utensils.
这是记载在18节和19节，说于是他们觐见西西家王，说我们已将耶和华的全殿和燔祭坛必坛上并坛的一切器皿、陈设饼的桌子与桌上桌子的一切器皿都洁净了，并且亚哈斯王在为犯罪的时候所废弃的器皿我们预备齐全且洁净了，现今都在耶和华的坛前。
So as the verse 18 to 19 said, they went into the king Hezekiah and reported, we have a purified entire temple of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering with all utensils and the table for setting out the consecrated bread with all its articles. We have prepared and consecrated all the articles that the kingAhaz removed in his fiscal while he was king. They are now in front of the Lord's altar.
把器皿分别为圣，也是重新奉献圣殿前的一个重要步骤。
So clean the purify the utensils is also the one steps before they worship the God.
亚哈斯王当年所拿走、所废弃的器皿，必须重新分别为圣。
So all the utensils King Ahaz removed has to be purified.
因为这些器皿离开了圣洁的区域之后，这些器皿就不再洁净了。
Because those utensils, after they move to the other place, they are not clean anymore.
所以祭司和利未人必须把这些器皿洁净，重新分别为圣。
So the Levites and the priests need to purify those utensils again.
圣殿洁净了。
The temple is purified.
圣殿的器皿也重新分别为圣。
As well as the utensils.
然后就可以进行圣殿启用的奉献典礼。
So then they can start to do the redecoration of the temple.
从21节到36节就记载了圣殿的重新奉献礼，庄严的举行。
So the verse 21 through 36, it talks about the rededication of the temple.
先由祭司为众人献赎罪祭。
The first, the priest to offer the offerings to God.
在为主、为国家献上燔祭。
For the to offer the burning offering for the country and for the people.
然后有诗歌颂赞。
Then they sing hymns to praise God.
最后也为全会众献上感谢祭。
Then they offer the thanksgiving offering to God.
这一切都是照着律法的规定来做。
All of those done by following the law of God.
使圣殿的祭祀制度重新被建立起来。
So they re-establish the offering procedures.
这是西西家王的宗教改革。
That is the King Hezekiah's religious reform.
历代志的作者在从29章开始的陆续几章的经文中多次提到西西家与所罗门王相类似的政绩。
So in the chapters 29 and other chapters, it mentioned several times about the King Hezekiah's victory in the religious respect. It's kind of similar to what the King David did.
所罗门王当年建造圣殿，然后奉献圣殿。
So back then, King Solomon, built the temple and rededicated to the temple.
西西家王是洁净圣殿，然后重新奉献圣殿。
The king of Hezekiah purified the temple and rededicated the temple.
历代志的作者是把西西家看作是所罗门第二。
So many historical right, the scholars take scholars regard King Hezekiah as the Solomon number two.
可见他在宗教改革方面的贡献。
So we can see his contribution to the religion.
我们还要思想一点，就是西西家王他的宗教改革所带给我们的提醒是什么。
So we need to think about what the Hezekiah's religious reform want to tell us.
刚才我们曾经提到圣殿对古代以色列人的意义。
We just mentioned earlier the meaning of the holy temple to the people back then.
圣殿给以色列民一个敬拜中心。
So the temple is the place that they can worship God.
圣殿可以使全国的敬拜集中起来。
So the temple can assemble the people around the country to worship.
并且引导百姓再度单单敬拜耶和华神。
And only to worship the God.Alone.
亚哈斯王封锁圣殿，又在犹大各城建立丘坛，向别神烧香。
But the King Hezekiah to establish the high places and worship the idols.
这不仅是百姓的敬拜分散在各处，没有固定的集中的敬拜，而且使百姓不能专心归向耶和华神。
Because the people to worship idols or worship God with half heart.
我们感谢神，我们看到西西家王重开圣殿，恢复圣殿的祭祀。
So we see that King Hezekiah, he opened the door of the temple and the priests to come to the temple to...
并且他废去丘坛，毁坏一切的柱像和木偶，使百姓能够重回圣殿，有固定的集中的敬拜。
So he opened the King Hezekiah opened the door of the temple, and then the people can come to the temple, assembled to worship God.
当然，圣殿今天已经不存在了。
Now the temple is not exist.
但是背后的原则应该仍是一样的。
But the principle remains the same.
虽然我们各有不同的传统，
although we have a different customs,
但是我们的敬拜需要集中，
but our worship needs to assembled and cooperated.
而且也单单以耶和华为我们敬拜的焦点，
and focus on the Lord our God.
我们基督徒，我们信徒要有团体的敬拜。
As Christians, we need to worship corporately.
而且还要有固定的团体的敬拜。
And regularly.
也许有人说，哎，我们敬拜神不应该受地方、时间或形式的限制吗？
As Christians, we might think we shouldn't be limited to the certain place to worship God.
我们自己不是也可以在任何场合、任何时间都来敬拜神？
Can we just worship God by ourselves or any place we desire?
是的。
Yes, we can.
但是圣经也教导我们要参与教会团体的敬拜。
For the Bible teaches us that we need to worship corporately.
也就是要和教会其他的信徒一起敬拜。
That means we need to worship with the other brothers and sisters.
使徒行传第二章讲到信徒们共同的生活。
In Acts chapter 2 talks about the life of church.
42节开始说都恒心遵守使徒的教训彼此交接拨饼祈祷众人都惧怕使徒又行了许多奇事神迹信的人都在一处凡物供用并且卖了田产家业照个人所需用的分给个人他们天天同心合意恒切的在殿里且在家中拨饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭赞美神得众民的喜爱主将得救的人天天加给他们
So the Acts chapter 2 verse 42 to 47 tell us that they devoted themselves to apostles teaching and to fellowship to break of bread and to prayer everyone was filled with awe and many wonders and miracle signs were done by the apostlesAll the believers were together and have everything in common, selling their possessions and the goods they gave to anyone as he needed. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
这几节经文描写了合神心意的教会生活。
This passage tells us the life of church in God's will.
这包括全体教会弟兄姐妹一起敬拜，一起学习神的话语，一起祷告，一起团契关怀，一起奉献，一起服事。
It includes all the church, brother and the sisters in the church all.Worship together, serve together, fellowship, and to Bible study together.
46节说他们天天同心合意恒切的在殿里。
And the verse 46 tells us the brother and sister need to worship God corporately and regularly.
就是说他们每天参加在殿里的敬拜。
That means they attend.The worship regularly.
接着下半节说且在家中拨饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭
And also it says the praise God and enjoy the favor of all the people and the Lord added to their numbers
这里拨饼就是守圣餐
Okay, here they broke the bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts that means they attend the communion
守圣餐纪念主就是敬拜神
So observe the commanding that means they commemorate the God
所以46节就告诉我们教会弟兄姐妹应该一起敬拜一起团体敬拜神
So the verse 46 tell us that the brothers and the sisters need to worship God together and to fellowship
不但一起团体敬拜而且还要固定团体敬拜
Not only worship together and also on the regular basis
希伯来书第十章二十四节那里说又要彼此相顾激发爱心勉励行善你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此劝勉既知道那日子临近就更当如此
As in Hebrew chapter 10, 24 and 25 said, Let us consider how we may spur one toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as one are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
这里你们不可停止聚会。
Here it says, not giving up meeting together.
聚会的希腊文原文有崇拜聚会的意思
The meeting as the Hebrew explained is worship together
所以就是告诉我们不可以停止参加崇拜聚会
It has not stopped, not give up to worship together
我们要固定参加团体的敬拜
We need to worship regularly
也许你注意到 也许是在你的小组或者在你所参与的团体当中，有些家庭并不固定来参加主日的崇拜聚会的。
You may notice some of the family you know from the church, they're not come to worship regularly.
有些时候是因为孩子们的课外活动安排在星期天，所以就不能来。
It's maybe caused by some their kids need to have some activities at that time.
有些时候是因为父母亲需要加班，所以就不能来。
Maybe the parents need to work overtime.
有的时候因为身体很疲累，所以就不想开车到教会，就打开电视听讲道，也想说这样子也是一样的敬拜嘛。
Or due to the health issues, or they maybe feel tired, they don't want to come to church and just turn on the TV and watch the sermon on TV.
有些时候可能因为家里有一些什么东西坏了需要修理，就安排在星期天请人来修，这样子就不需要另外请假了。
Or they have there are some repair work need to be done on Sundays, so they don't want to come at that time, so they don't need to have the other day off to have the things repaired.
有些时候可能因为正好有客人住在家中，有朋自远方来，就多陪陪他们叙叙旧，所以就不来参加崇拜聚会了。
Or they may have friends come from far away and they want to get together and spend more time together.
还有些时候可能在周间特别忙，一直加班，以致家里有许多家事应该做的没有做，所以就必须利用星期天来做，所以就不能去参加崇拜了。
Or maybe during the weekday they're too busy to take care of other chores, so they need to use the Sunday to do those things.
我们每一天的生活常常都是很忙碌的。
In our daily life, it seems everybody are busy.
有很多的事情，有各样不同的原因，都能够导致我们没有固定的团体的敬拜生活。
Many things and many reasons cause us not to come to worship together.
有的时候一个月就有一次不能参加，有的时候两次，多的时候甚至三次都不能来参加崇拜。
Maybe we can just come once or twice in a month.
其实这就好像当年在秋坛敬拜的以色列百姓是没有立定心意归向耶和华神。
It's just like the people back then in the Hezekiah's time, they don't have a habit or they didn't commit.themselves to come to worship.
西西家王号召全国百姓一起同心把秋坛拆毁净尽，使犹大得到复兴。
But the king Hezekiah encouraged the people to destroy all the high places and they came to worship God.
今天我们也同样要改正我们没有固定参与团体的敬拜的问题，使我们的灵性也能够复兴。
So today we need to correct our behavior to worship God, to come to worship God regularly, and so then our spiritual life can be restored.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
改变我们的心态，改变我们在生活当中的优先顺序和我们的作息方式。
Change our habit, change our priority in our daily life.
帮助我们认定教会的主日敬拜是我们生命中不可或缺的一部分。
Help us to realize that worship in church is the most priority.
如果我们自己已经有固定的敬拜生活，那感谢主。
If we have a very good habit to worship God regularly, thank Lord.
但是如果我们身旁的弟兄或姐妹，他却不常来参加敬拜的聚会。
If the sister or brother we know, then they cannot come regularly.
如果我自己也从来没有去问过他。
Then, and we never talked them about this.
也从来没有去提醒他或鼓励他。
We have never reminded them about this.
我们认为说，这是他自己的决定，还是不要问吧。
If we think that's their decision, we don't want to ask about it.
那我们可能就是没有彼此关怀，没有彼此鼓励。
That's mean we didn't encourage and we love each other.
我们需要去关心其他肢体的属灵的需要。
We need to care about other people's.
我们需要了解他们在生活当中究竟有什么样的事情，怎么样的困难，以致他们不能来参加敬拜的聚会。
We need to know their situation, why they cannot come on Sunday to worship.
当年废去丘坛是一场属灵征战。
So back then, a demolished high places is a spiritual warfare.
同样，今天我们每一个基督徒要有固定的团体敬拜生活，也是一场属灵的征战。
So that today, as believers, we need to worship regularly and corporately is also a spiritual warfare.
盼望我们能为自己，为自己的家庭，也为我们在我们周围的家庭，能够有固定的团体敬拜生活来祷告。
We hope we can pray for the people in our family and the people around us to have a habit to worship God regularly.
求神帮助我们。
And also ask God to help us to do so.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的恩主。
Dear gracious Father,
我们要为今天这个世代来祷告。
Well, we want to pray for this world.
求你在今天这个世代多兴起几位西西家王来做复兴的工作。
May you in this generation to have the people like King Hezekiah.
也求主你帮助我们立定心志来归向你。
And also may Lord you help us to determine to follow you.
帮助我们废弃丘坛的敬拜，而单单敬拜我们独一的真神。
Help us to destroy the high places and to worship you alone.
我们为在座每一个家庭献上祷告，献上感恩。
Thank you for every family here and to give the thanks to you.
求主恩手引领我们每一天的生活。
May you lead us in our daily life.
让我们在生活当中我们能够见证主的名。
And we can be a good testimony.
我们当中心中有难处的，也求主你用你的话语来做安慰。
If anyone have a sorrow in their heart, may Lord to comfort them.
也为这个教会来献上感恩。
We also give the praise to you for this church.
也求主你在每一样事工上，你亲自来带领我们，做我们的主。
And also, Lord, may you lead us in every service we have in the church.
特别为教会每一位同工来祷告。
And we want to pray for all the co-workers.
求主恩上加恩，力上加力。
May God repower us and have a mercy on us.
带领这个教会成为这个城市的灯台。
And lead this church to be the